Hi, I'm Kristen Lee, news writer for Search Health IT.
And I'm Sean Sutner, news and features writer for Search Health IT.
Welcome to another episode of our Hit Squad podcast series. For this podcast, we are so happy to have as our call-in guest, Carl West, Chief Information Security Officer of Intermountain Healthcare in Utah, one of the biggest and most technologically advanced health systems in the country. We'll be talking with Carl about how to secure all that protected health data that resides in Intermountain's data network. So, Carl, when it comes to network and penetration monitoring, are there certain technologies that get the job done better than others? What do you and your staff do with the information you get from monitoring? And do you do it all in-house or do you contract out for this kind of security service?
There are many technologies that are available out there, and we use lots of different technologies. But I think more important than the technology is the strategy, the communication, the collaboration with peers and others in the industry that help us to respond. At Intermountain, we've developed a 24/7 security operations center that is hosted internal to Intermountain, and we take all of the sources of information and events and logs, run those through a security incident and event management tool to assess, to analyze, to look for anomalous behavior. We correlate that with our peers, partners in the industry to understand what they're seeing, what we're seeing, and then develop responses to that. Our responses come in the form of standardized playbooks that tell our people what we want them to do for each incident that occurs.
How important is training, workplace culture, security, and privacy policies as compared with technological security tools for keeping PHI and other healthcare data, including medical images, safe from hackers, thieves, foreign state actors, and internal theft and leakage?
I think both play a critical role in an enterprise. The training, the education, a culture of security inside any organization is just critical to the success of that organization, because every day doctors, nurses, clinicians are interacting with protected health information, and they have the opportunity to help us to succeed. Every day they receive emails that we try our best with technology to block, or through policy or procedure we try to protect and prevent, but they are the ones who have the greatest ability to affect us. So we provide mandatory training at Intermountain. We provide regular updates to that training, and we provide monthly in-touch articles that we send out from IS, helping to educate people what can they do inside Intermountain on their mobile devices, in their homes, how can they protect themselves, our patients, and generally create a culture of security and awareness. But the bad guys are becoming so significant and so advanced in their tools and their technologies that it is hard for us to keep up. And I often say we have to get it right every time. The bad guys only have to get this thing right one time. They have to get one person to respond to their phishing email. And I have to protect, block, prevent all of our employees and our associates, our contractors, from responding. So it is a difficult thing. Technology is significant. It's important. We have to be able to help our people do the work that they need to do. And so we employ a lot of technology at Intermountain, and I couldn't recommend or advise anyone, because we look at all of them and we employ many different technological resources. And for us, it's all about people, process, technology, and putting those things together. That's how you come up with a successful security program.
Right. And you know, just speaking of the technology side of it, you know, what type of encryption do you think is best for healthcare organizations, and how often do you recommend upgrading?
At Intermountain, we're encrypting all of our endpoints. We encrypt the data at rest. We encrypt the data in the transmission stages, and we encrypt it when it goes to our vaults and to backup, and we monitor that. We also monitor with our partners. If I exchange data with a researcher in a collaboration environment that's agreed to, or if I exchange with another healthcare provider, we look at what tools they use and the level of encryption that they're using so that we can assure our patients the data is delivered to us in encrypted fashion. If we do share it, we encrypt it in the transmission, and we require that our partners, associates, affiliates also keep that data encrypted while it's in their usage. And then we have retention policies that suggest after an appropriate period of time, whether that's 3 months, 1 month, or 6 months, that they redact data that's not needed.
Right. Well, that segues actually really nicely into my next question for you. So I know you mentioned you encrypt data both in transit and data at rest, but do you think that that one or the other is more important?
No, I think both are required. And at Intermountain, we're putting both of those mechanisms into place. In either way, if you leave data unencrypted, you leave an access point, a threat, a vulnerability, a risk for the bad actors to be able to take advantage of exposed data.
Right.
Okay, so Carl, can you talk a bit about preparing for security audits, whether HIPAA audits by the HHS's Office for Civil Rights, meaningful use audits, or audits by the Inspector General? So how important is a security risk assessment, and how often do you do these assessments?
I think a couple of things are critical for the preparation. At Intermountain, we conduct annual risk assessments. We do, on even years, we do an external. That means we hire a large firm to come in and do an external risk assessment. On odd years, we do an internal risk assessment. That internal risk assessment follows the exact same process and procedure that our external partner would use. We take a look at the risk inventory. We compare all of the regulatory guidelines to product processes, administrative, technical controls that we have in place. And then we rate ourselves, not in terms of yes or no, I did or didn't do this, but in terms of a maturity scale. And the maturity scale for us is all about, number one, do I have a process in place? And that puts us at the lowest level, if I even have a process in place. And then as you progress up that scale, we look at, is the process enterprise-wide or is it department only? And then as we mature, we look to say, are there, besides the process, which is an administrative control, or the policy, are there technical tools to prevent someone from violating the policy? And then if you get to that point, you may be at about 50% of maturity. And then we look to say, do we have qualitative analysis that this regulatory requirement is being met? That is, do I have a scorecard or a dashboard that measures encryption on endpoints and tells me not just did I do it, but is it in place today, and for what percentage of the enterprise, and what's happening to those devices? And that moves from qualitative to quantitative. What's taking a device out of encryption? Now we understand qualitative numbers, and quantitatively we can understand what causes a thing to be in or out of encryption. And then that moves us to, as we go to that qualitative analysis and then quantitative analysis of the data, then you move to up to a higher maturity level. So we're trying to do that in terms of preparing for an audit. We're trying to do those risk assessments externally every year, every other year, internally on the odd years. The internal assessment involves compliance, internal audit, security, so a broad number of people who sit and look over the data, assess the outcome. We do samples. We look at data sets. We look at scorecards to see how are we doing, what progress is being made. of the projects that are underway. Are the projects documented? Are they making progress? Is the progress documented? Are the policies in place? Are they being followed? Do we have measurements to see that they're being followed? So being prepared for the audit, and more important than being prepared for the audit, being prepared for the security, those regulatory requirements put in place, having that in place is a posture that allows us to be able to defend and protect our employee, our patient information.
Well, that wraps up this Hit Squad podcast with Carl West, Chief Information Security Officer for Intermountain Healthcare. Thanks so much for being with us today, Carl, and stay tuned for more Hit Squad podcasts.